I wanted to take just a few minutes, a little podcast style, and discuss, is the devil a hoax? You know what I mean by a hoax? Something that's perpetrated upon people, and they just, over a period of centuries, it has become something that everyone thinks is real, and something that people think it's one thing and it's another. So there are so many religions, and they all have their version of the devil. Many attributes have been applied to the devil, what we call the devil. The serpent, Satan, the red dragon, Leviathan in the Old Testament, the devil, Antichrist, 666, Mark of the Beast. You could just go on and on and on with the devil and what people think the devil is. But my question is the devil real? In that context of all of this religion and all of their versions of what the devil is the devil real? Of course. But it's not real in the intellectual religious concept and the way they have the devil set up in the people's minds from the time you're a little baby when you're birthed here till the time you die. It's constantly, the devil is doing this, there's an evil spirit, there's this and there's that. So the serpent wasn't even mentioned. The devil wasn't mentioned. None of those were mentioned until humanity came on the scene. When humanity came on the scene, then the devil, the serpent, is mentioned right away. And it says that he's more subtle, if you want to take your scripture, than any of the beasts in the garden. And you know that we are as much of a beast as anyone, so we were the most subtle beast in the garden, dominating all things and caretakers of the garden and God. We were all of those things. So Moses' writings referred to it as a goat head. If you go back and you look it up where he's discussing these evil things, the devil, the symbol, was a goat head. And it was because in Egypt, they used goats for sacrifices and things like that. And it commonly became the devil, the night god, whatever you want to call it. And so Moses came out of Egypt with all those things on his mind. And the devil is actually, I don't find anywhere where the devil is an entity. The devil is an attribute of an entity. An entity meaning a living person, a living being. A living being is the spirit, the great spirit. And out of that living being, all things were created, and there was nothing that was created without him. So the devil was an attribute. If you want to call it the devil, it's an attribute inside the spirit of the Lord, if you want to call it Lord. So the devil is a man-made process. It was an attribute in the spirit, and then when wasn't even in any way manifesting itself until humanity came on the scene. And when humanity came on the scene, just read Ezekiel 28, it will tell you where this was created, the devil. And it's not a person. It's a process. The serpent wasn't even mentioned until humanity came along. Moses referred to it as the sacrifice of goat heads and things like that, and not to do it. And the devil is man-made processes and cycles that we move through to gain our understanding. Ezekiel 28, it tells us that he was created in the garden of God, and every precious stone was his covering. It's the elements. It's all of these things that we see. It said he had timbrels and pipes and and what was created in the Garden of Eden that wasn't manifested beforehand. That would be humanity, and that would be the carnal mind. There is your devil. The carnal mind came on the scene and began to develop processes, a carnal mind developing processes on how to move through this life and how to gain understanding and how to live here and how to nourish everything and take care of everything. And the devil was those processes. You call him anything you want. Call it anything you want. The devil's a man-made process and cycles that we move through for our understanding. The cycles and processes in life are unknown to us. We run into something every day. We're stepping into some unknown areas. And we immediately, we take caution because the devil could be there. Well, no doubt about it, the devil is there. You're stepping into a process, and that process that you're stepping into is going to cause you some issues, some carnal issues, and the way that you put together that carnal mind, that fifth dimension, which is hell, which is the devil, which is processes that are moved throughout all the other dimensions. The fifth dimension develops all of these processes that we go through. Processes like justification, sanctification, baptism, full word. Processes like the seals, the church ages, the trumpets, the vials, the thunders. It's all processes. Just like out here in the world, you take a grain of corn and put it into the ground. It comes up and it's two blades, and then it forms into a stalk, and then it forms into a tassel, and then it forms into an ear of corn with husk around it. It has processes that it goes through, and as it moves into one process, the other process begins to die. So as we move through our processes, we gain all the life we can out of the process of the serpent or the red dragon or the devil or the mark of the beast. We move through those processes, Antichrist, and we gain an understanding of what we want to be and what we should be. The cycles are processes in life, are unknown to us, and therefore we assume darkness, gloominess, doom, evil spirits, devils. Be careful. I don't know if you want to step into that or not. Step into it. There's no entity alive there except you. And you take those processes and you learn them and you use them as a tool in your life. And stop all this fear. You know, and so what we do is we step into this darkness, we step into these unknown things, and we start thinking of gloom and doom all the time. When we should be stepping into an unknown process saying, I want to learn how this works. You ever step into a new job, a new career, and you're looking around and you don't know anything much of what's going on, and they put this little trainer next to you and they tell you, you got to do this and you got to do that, and you go through 2 or 3 days of training and safety and everything else. Then they put you out on the job, and now you're in the unknown. You don't know exactly what to do, when to do it, how to do it. And what do? You begin to set up processes in your mind of how I will take care of this, how I will take care of that. When this comes up, I'll do this. And you set up processes in your job, and it's all the devil. It's unknown. It's darkness. When you first went in, you were like, I don't know if I can do this job or not. I'm afraid I'm going to do this wrong. I'm afraid I'm going to do that wrong. There's no one there but you. It's just you. There's no entities to try to mess you up or try to stumble you. They're not there. It's just you. Just relax and go through your processes. There's no devil out here in the form of what religion makes it. Some devil like a like a being, an evil spirit, all these things, and he's coming after you. He's going to come out from under his bed and your bed and get you. And there's nothing like that out there. There's nothing like that out there at all. These are not entities. The devil is not an entity. The unknown is not a person, a demon. All of these things are processes that our human spirit wants to go through. So we move through them. We put ourselves here from theophany into humanity. And when we came here in humanity, the processes of the serpent, which later is called the devil, which later is called the red dragon, which later is started out being called Lucifer, which is a angel of light, a bearer of light. So we go through a process, we come all the way around, and we come back to Lucifer again, and everybody says, oh no, that's the devil. It's a process. It's just a process. And when we come to that process, don't be afraid of it. There's no entity there, there's no devil there, there's no spirit there that's going to try and flaw you and scar you and scuff you up and get you fired or whatever it might be. It's not there. It's you. You make your choices. You do them. You move into the unknown. You learn that understanding, and then you move to the next thing. These are not entities. They are processes in your life. There's only oneness of spirit. And moving in the unknown to the known. Oneness of spirit. There's no two spirits out there. There's not a God and a devil. There is the spirit. And God and devil are just two attributes that come out of the spirit. And so these are not entities. There is only a oneness of spirit. There's only one spirit out there. And that spirit is in you and me. And we are moving ourselves from the unknown, things we did not know or have knowledge or understanding about. And we're moving ourselves from the unknown into the known. And when we move into the known, we say, oh boy, the spirit sure is great here. Well, it was just as great in the unknown. But you held a fear of religion, a fear of tradition, a fear of doubt, a fear of the devil. When all it is processes to make you a better person. And when you go through those processes, gain your tools, gain your understanding, and use everything that you learn and be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Love, bless.